Welcome to the podcast, Just Saying. My name is Joe McCormick. I'm your host. And in this week's episode, I'm going to talk about the value of clarity at work. It's not about a bunch of books, but about a core belief. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. I'm really happy that you're here, that you found us. We're in our eighth season. If you've been here before, welcome back. I'm super happy that you're listening. It means that you value communication. It means that you value clarity, brevity, and you want to be an intentional communicator, which is why I'm doing the podcast. I love doing this podcast because I love supporting professionals that want to be better communicators. In over the last month, anticipating the release of my my new book, Quiet Works, which is the third, completes this trilogy, I've really been absolutely blessed to be corresponding with listeners that have responded to an offer that I made to get a signed copy of the new book. So I put that offer out there and I said, hey, I read my emails, and I do. So if you ever have a question or comment about the podcast and want to start a conversation with me about how it's helping you or a challenge or question, please do. Just send any emails to J McCormack. That's J-M-C-C-O-R-M-A-C-K at thebrieflab.com. And I will read them and respond to them. And it's been really cool because over the last few weeks, I've been corresponding with a number of you that took me up on the offer. And the offer was, hey, if you buy a copy of Quiet Works, you know, give it to a friend, somebody you can value it, and I will send you a signed copy of the book as a way of saying thank you. And you'd write a review online if you liked it. And so it's kind of paid forward. I'll send you a signed copy of the book. You get a book that you buy online, write a review, and then you give that book to somebody who can benefit from its message. And it's been amazing to talk to you individually. And I really appreciate the comments that you've made about, you know, how and where this podcast helps you. And I don't do it for notoriety. I don't publish books for royalties or to be an author, to write books or public speaking. I don't do any of that. I do it to help people. Writing books is hard. Publishing them is hard, promoting them is hard, and you don't do it for its own sake. You do it for a deeper reason, and in my case, it's about a core belief, and that core belief is how essential, how critical clarity is at work, and how elusive and how evasive it is for most people. Most people just live in a sea of noise, and their professional careers are blurs. Nothing really stands out. They're not thriving. They're not driven by mission, like we talked about in last week's episode, or they don't have a message that captures their role or their mission, or they talk in ways that are confusing and that doesn't lead to clarity. People don't know what to do. And it's never been easier to communicate, but the ability to produce noise when people communicate is crazy. I mean, just go online and just look at all the just talk to talk and just mounds of nonsense that people are just pumping out there because they can. And then you go to work and you're sitting in the sea of just absolute gibberish, and it wastes people's time and it just grinds on them and they don't have any clarity and it's confusing and they don't know where to go and what to do and what to think. And it's fatiguing. It's frustrating. And all that. So in this week's episode, my headline is, it's not about the books, but it's about a core belief, and that core belief is clarity is critical at work. And I'm not all about publishing editions or collections, but I'm all about promoting what's key to success at work, which is what's essential, what is the most important thing. And when I was putting the sort of launch plan for the Quiet Works book over the past few months, I wanted to share with you kind of a clarifying moment that I had. And I have many, because I put quiet as an appointment in my day. If I give myself time to think, and when you do that over time, you start having clarifying moments. Things start making sense because you give time to think about them. And this is how the story goes. And it's not you would think like, oh, everything makes sense. You know, no, I mean, over time, pieces fall into place like a puzzle. In my work and in doing this podcast and teaching and leading professionals and military leaders and government leaders to become better communicators is my mission. It's what I do. But I don't always have everything clear. Some things over time become clearer for sure. In about a month or two ago, maybe 2 months ago, I had the three books. I had a pre-release copy of Quiet Works. I had a copy of Noise, and I had a copy of Brief in front of me. And I was just sitting there with the three books, and I was thinking to myself, how can I make sense of these three books together to a person that didn't know anything about them? That was kind of the question I asked myself. All right, I wrote these three books, but how do they connect with each other? Like, how do they make sense? And that was a question I posed to myself. You know, I wrote Brief, makes sense to me, makes sense to people. I wrote Noise, makes sense to me, makes sense to people. I'm releasing Quiet Works, makes sense to me, makes sense to people. But how do they all work together? And that was the question. And the answer was clarity at work. So I sat down and I wrote a story. It's a really short story, and I'll paraphrase it for you. And the story is, in the story, Noise is the villain. Noise is what we have to fight against, defend ourselves against every day. It's around distractions and disruptions and being addicted to digital devices and just succumbing to like all the interruptions and all the untimely information that makes confusion rampant and clarity scarce. And Noise is the villain in the story. In the story, Brief is the sword that cuts through clutter. Noise is the cutter, is the clutter. And brevity is the sword. It's the weapon to say what I need to say amidst clutter that cuts through it, that makes sense, that's pointed, that gets to the point. And in the struggle against noise, quiet is the shield. It protects my mind from the barrage of noise, of useless thoughts, of unimportant things, to protect me so that I can think. And together, these two weapons, brevity and quiet, work together to give me clarity of work. And this is the story. And that's how they all work together. And I came up with that, and I put a collection together. And it's called the Clarity at Work Collection. And if you go to thebrieflab.com/books, plural, you'll see them all sold in a limited edition set. Now, again, like I said, I'm not all about publishing books or collections or sets, but I have, because they all produce clarity at work. And the offer that I'm going to make you now is, if you go there, you can buy the set. It's available for purchase. But if you put in the code CLARITY, just type CLARITY, if you buy one, I will give you the second one for half off. And you can pay it forward by sharing that as a gift to somebody that you know that wants to benefit from this. So that's the deal. You buy one for full price, and then the second one you get would be half off if you use the code CLARITY. Why am I doing this? Because we work in a world where it's very, very difficult for people to get clear on mission, message, role, objectives, priorities. Everything is competing for my attention. So what I want to walk you through are some just things that can help you gain more clarity at work. The first consideration I want to make is communication is less about delivery and more about preparation. People think communicating is like what I'm doing while I'm communicating, I could do now. It's not about what I'm doing now. It's what I did hours ago or weeks ago when I was preparing for this. So quiet is an appointment. It's not a technique. Quiet's valuable because it gives us a time to prepare what we're going to say, what we're going to write. Yes, it's valuable for wellness and for all that, but it's valuable to think about what I'm going to say. And if you have that time, communication is less about the delivery and how am I doing in performance in the moment, and more about preparation, what happens before you communicate. Brief tools become incredibly essential in this time of preparation and quiet. I can use a brief map. I've got Tower, all these different tools. If you go to thebrieflab.com/resources, there's all these downloadable resources that you can use during your quiet time to prepare the communication. You got to update somebody at a meeting. You got to talk to a client. You got to give a report at a conference. You've got to write an email. You have to have a conversation with an important person. How am I preparing for that? It's what communication is all about. Having a plan. And my line is, even a mini one is better than nothing. So I have a little plan. That's the first thing. Communication is less about delivery and more about preparation, quiet. Second consideration is my audience has a voice too. And what's clear to me must be certainly clear to them. And I made this connection months ago in a previous podcast about the connection between comedy and clarity, worth listening to if you haven't, and re-listening to. There's a nice little clip there with a comedian named John Mulaney, which is really, really great. My audience has a voice. They have a voice. So yeah, it makes sense to me, but does it make sense to them? Well, a couple things to think about is, okay, let them talk. Stop talking. Give them a chance to respond, to confirm, to question, to comment on, that would indicate that they're clear with what you're saying or they're confused. My line is, wanting to be clear doesn't mean that you are clear. Give your audience a voice. Know that they got it. Like you get the joke and you hear laughter. Go back to thebrieflab.com resources/resources and find the draft card, DRAFT. And if you're not familiar with it, it stands for desired outcome, relationship, audience, format, and tone. It's all about knowing your audience. What is your minimum definition of success with your audience? How do you know that they got it? A little laugh is an indicator. And obviously a bigger laugh is better, but I'd rather take a little laugh than no laugh. So how do you know that they got it? Your audience has a voice too. And then finally, the last consideration is noise is your enemy, so defend it. Defend yourself daily against it. You got to see noise is your villain in the story. You got to see the disruptions and the distractions that you induce on yourself, that your environment creates for you, that depletes you, that divides you, that puts your mind in a million different places so you don't know the most important thing, is it's divisive, and no pun intended, these distractions and disruptions and digital devices, they're divisive. So saying no to noise, remember there's a no in noise. So saying knowing no, not now. I want to pick up my phone. I'm doing more stuff on social media. So follow me on LinkedIn. I just started a newsletter called Just Saying. It's the same title as this podcast. I've got two editions out. So go online and subscribe to that, or follow me on LinkedIn. Follow me on Instagram. I'm doing these reels. It's awkward. It's funny, but I'm doing these reels. I was encouraged to do these little tidbits, little things to, and I did one like, what would you do with 2 minutes of quiet? And I got a lot of people I'm talking to, like, yeah, I watched that thing. It got me thinking. Noise is, you just give into it. You just start saying yes to everything. You grab your phone. It's like, don't grab your phone. Do nothing. Take 2 minutes of quiet to think. To think about the most important thing, not to be chasing the least important things. See noise as the villain, as your enemy. You got to defend yourself. And when you do, you protect yourself. Quiet is the shield. Brief is the sword. These are tools that you have now at your disposal so that when you look at your day, if you're, you know, I said this when I was writing the book, I used to work for my smartphone. Now it works for me. If you're not managing noise, it's managing you. It's another way of looking at it. So when you think about this, again, it's not about books. It's about clarity at work as a professional. Clarity at work, your role, your mission, your priorities, issues, goals, etc., isn't just a thing. It's everything. Just saying.